John Miller, first of all, you can hear in the background quite an assemblage of people here in the center of Chandler Park. First of all, what's the goal today? I mean, obviously you have a short-term immediate goal of the organization rally today.
Well, the immediate goal that we're trying to do is to rally the individuals to get them more involved and keep them engaged with the challenges that are happening, but also to let Senator Sullivan and Representative Hammond know that we are very concerned about how quickly pension reform seems to be occurring, and that we want to ensure that they will maintain that it is not fast-tracked and that we are involved in sitting at the table.
Are you also concerned about maybe one of those last-second May 30th, 31st deals that passes where there's no time for any sort of action?
Absolutely. If you look at the last two major bills that they've used that they passed, Senate Bill 1313, which was the one last week on retiree health care, they simply did that in 24 hours. The year before, or 2 years ago, with Senate Bill 1946, which created the two-tier system, they did that in less than 8 hours. We're very worried about that, and that's one of the messages actually here and across the state today has been, don't fast-track our pension reforms. Let's sit down and talk about it. Slow the process down.
My name is Craig Burns.
You're president of the Bushnell
Prairie. I'm president of the Bushnell Prairie City Education Association and Region 12 vice chair for IEA.
It's obviously a little bit different situation for public schools because, you know, you've got PTEL limitations, meaning you just can't raise property taxes and things, and the whole move is to move things down another notch, so to speak. So how would this affect, say, Bushnell teachers or Bushnell Prairie City teachers if the governor's successful?
Well, if the governor's successful, the state already owes us several thousand dollars, and pushing this burden back onto my school district is going to lead to cuts in programs, cuts in staff, and, you know, this means bus driver jobs, this means cafeteria worker jobs, teachers, program assistants, and all of that eventually impacts our students. So if this is successful, this is going to affect not just workers, not just retirees, but our students as well.